Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 134 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink. Well, welcome to Fantasy Suites Week. I have to say, I believe that Fantasy Suites is one of my least favorite episodes of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. I think it's one of the most boring episodes, honestly. The dates all just sort of seem the same. Obviously, there's different conversation. They do different things on the dates, but in essence, there's usually not that much different about each date. Seems like they say the same kind of things. There's maybe a few different emotions, but it's typically one of my least favorite episodes of a season. And that kind of stood for this week as well. However, you know, I still love it. And this week I have Miranda joining me again to recap. So that made it all the better. I always enjoy having Miranda join me in these recaps. Miranda, if you haven't listened before, is my hairstylist, and we have reality TV in common. She also watches Love is Blind. So, of course, we do talk about that as well, because the finale of Love is Blind came out last week, and this week is the reunion. It comes out Wednesday, which I can't wait for. Neither can she. So we do discuss both. We start off with The Bachelor, go to Love is Blind, and then go back to The Bachelor a bit. But again, I always love having Miranda on, so I hope you enjoy this episode with Miranda. Welcome, Miranda.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me again. It's been a little while.
It has been. I'm super excited.
It's been since Golden, right? That we've talked on, are we recapped?
Oh my gosh.
I think it has.
I think you're right. Oh my gosh.
I know.
That has been a minute.
Which is sort of like
every appointment we have, though, we always do a little recap.
Right. Yeah. So for the listeners, it's been a while. For us, it's not really. So
right,
we talked a lot about it a couple weeks ago. So, which the Golden Bachelor, that's a good segue. What did you think about that part tonight? The look is it all.
It was really, really tough. It's a sensitive subject. So it really like got to me, and it got me super emotional, but then she like just kept throwing it out there. It just was not, I don't know, not the time and place.
Wait, are you talking about Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, so clearly Leslie ruined it for Kelsey.
Yeah.
I mean, so this was my thought as I was watching, like, Kelsey, like, sort of lose it twice, or at least they showed us twice. I was thinking in my head, okay, I get what Leslie went through, and I understand what she's saying, that if you have this little bit inkling of not being too confident, then you're not totally let down. But I'm not sure that that's true, because I feel like no matter what, you're going to be let down. And I don't think there's going to be necessarily certain levels of that, just because I think planting doubt in your head is going to do nothing but screw with you, like it is with Kelsey.
Yeah. I don't think she ever healed from it. And I think she's just projecting it. And it really sucks that she put her through that. And I hope that wasn't like her intention, but it just really sucks that that's how that played out. Cause it
totally.
Just ate her.
While she was saying it, I was even thinking, this is a really weird thing for her to tell her.
Yeah.
It just seems so odd to be like, you need to have a little bit of doubt in your mind. I thought what Sandra said to Daisy was a yes.
Exactly.
She said, don't worry about the other girls. Just worry about yours. Yeah. Like, I just thought it was so weird.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, how she left the Golden Bachelor, Leslie, I'm confused why they would continue to have her on. She's clearly very upset and is having a hard time moving on. Why keep putting her through it?
I agree. And also because they weren't necessarily only putting like the final women there, because Sandra, I think she was like fifth or sixth or seventh or something like that to leave. So it wasn't like she was even in the top three. Like, I thought it would have made more, I mean, obviously besides Teresa, because she won, but like, it would have made more sense if they would have had like the top four.
Right.
Or something, or you know what I mean? The top three.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so weird. I just thought it was the weirdest thing that Leslie did. That only thing I can think of, if it was like for the show, that Leslie was told to bring that up to Kelsey. This is my rationale. And you know how my mind works. It works in like that weird, like there has to be a motive to everything on the show. So my idea is that the producers told her that she should bring that up because that happened to her, because they wanted to plant a little bit of doubt in Kelsey's mind, because I think maybe now Kelsey wins, and I think the producers maybe know that already, and that they maybe want to make it look like to us that Kelsey isn't going to win anymore. So they have to, because it feels like they do that every season. They plant a little bit of doubt for us about the person we think might win, so that we're like, oh, well, maybe she's not going to win. And then she does win.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I agree. They always do that. It's, yeah. I hope that she wins. Like, she just has my whole heart. I love her.
Do you have a stronger feeling about it after tonight's show, whether it's Daisy or her?
Yeah.
You think it's Kelsey?
I was surprised by how he was with Daisy after, because it's all over TikTok where people are like zooming in on the facial features. And when Daisy was like, "Well, I'm falling in love with you," and he's like, just kind of like, oh, like he doesn't look thrilled about that.
Oh.
And so I started like paying more attention to like his facial expressions and like how he was really, you know, getting this information and like kind of like processing it and everything. And I feel like he definitely is going to be keeping Daisy and Kelsey. But I think, like, I don't know, I just have a feeling that Daisy's going to get like two in her head and then say something or freak out and want to go home. Like something, she's going to like, I don't know, spiral somehow, I feel. And then that's where she's going to be like, there she is.
Yeah. I could totally go along with that. And I also think that because I know they always play the stupid, and that was the other thing I didn't like about the Golden Women, is that each one of them had to address the whole falling in love versus in love issue.
Yeah.
That makes me crazy. But either way, that's how the show is. And that's just like ingrained in it. And they're never going to be any other way. It's like so important, those words. But since Daisy hasn't said, I love you, and Kelsey has, I feel like that also puts her maybe over the edge a little bit. I also felt like their morning after, when they were like making bacon and stuff, just seemed so just like a normal morning after.
Yeah, I agree.
It didn't feel bachelor-y. It felt more real.
Yeah. And just as like, you know, a professional in the hair industry, I know what sex hair looks like. And you cannot tell me that Kelsey's hair.
That was total sex hair. Daisy's was not. It was just like nice, non-sex
nice
hair.
Nice and smooth. Hair treatments.
I actually made that note in my notes about Kelsey's hair. I didn't say sex hair, but I said I love how her hair looks messy. And she had no makeup on or anything.
Yeah. Oh my God, she looks
amazing. I love that.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Yeah, like, it totally is.
Glowing, yeah.
And I felt like also, don't get me wrong, I love Daisy, totally love her, but she gives off a, like, what do I want to say? Like a nervous, giggly, not giggly,
she has, when she's nervous, she laughs a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to like concentrate on what she's saying or take her seriously because she's laughing all the time. But I really think it's a nervous laugh. So I try not to like hold it against her. And I know Kelsey laughs a lot too, but she seems like just so smitten. It seems like that way. I don't know. It was different for me.
I agree. Yeah.
I just thought she just seems a bit more into Joey than Daisy does, I think.
Yeah. I think Daisy's still scared about her implant. Like, I think that's really getting to her.
Yeah.
Which sucks because, like, I was joking around with Jordan and that she had said that she felt that it, like, hindered her relationships. And I was like, I mean, when you really think about, like, guys, like, you're part robot. Like, they think that's cool. I would think that that's, like, an advantage. I mean, like, when I, like, saw when she first was talking about that, I was like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I've had clients that have that. And I'm like, I think that's so cool. Uh-huh. Like, you have, like, the metal piece back there. I have never even thought that that was something that, you know, would hinder a relationship with somebody. Like, me I can't too. Imagine what she must be, like, going through with that. It's just crazy.
I think it really probably is a really good sort of raising awareness of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I too, like, I don't know anybody who has a cochlear implant, but I would just think like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, mm-hmm. they can hear now. So they're probably, it's just a great thing.
Yeah.
I would never think of it in the sense that it makes you insecure or uneasy or makes you like doubt or yourself in those ways.
That way too, and being like, oh, you have that, like, if she's been through that, like, I just can't even imagine. That's got to be awful.
I agree. Yeah. And I also think that, because so did she started going deaf at 17 and then she just got this cochlear implant, like, did she say a year ago, 2 years ago,
something like that? It was recent.
Because I know she said, yeah, it's been very recent because of the whole thing. I thought it was super interesting when she was explaining how when you first get it, how everyone's voice sounds like Mickey Mouse. And did you, and that, yeah. And, you know, and like, that's another thing. Like, I would have no idea. I would just think, oh, you have the cochlear implant, you put it in and now you can just hear normal, which was obviously not the case. Which I thought was the sweetest thing at the hometowns when she heard her brother's voice almost like for the first time. I thought that was so endearing.
Yeah.
I but think like, so. I would know none of that if it wasn't for this on the show, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. Cause I mean, it shows just the real struggle that they go through and the insecurities that that alone can bring out.
We're not even discussing Rachel, so I'm assuming we're both under the impression that Rachel is going to be the one to go home.
But yikes! Oh my gosh!
I mean, to me, it would have been a much more entertaining Fantasy Suites if he just would have let Maria go to Fantasy Suites. Even
I know.
I don't understand really why. So, why? Think it, you know what I think? I think it was because that way Maria could be at the Women Tell All and raise all kinds of hell there. Maybe that's why.
That'd be fun. I can't wait to see that.
I can't either. I can't wait to see Maria at that for sure. Did you understand? It was very unclear to me. I'm assuming Women Tell All's next week and then the finale's a week after. They were not real specific about that. Is that what, isn't that what you would take it to be?
I would assume, yeah.
Or I'm wondering, I feel like it was during Golden Bachelor where they had an hour of the show and then had Women Tell All for an hour. Maybe that's what they'll do. You know, so that they can finish this Kelsey part and then have the rose ceremony. Oh, yeah.
That could be.
Guess we'll find out. You know what I thought though during I don't know why this really occurred to me during Rachel's date, but she kept getting so emotional, like right before he asked her for like to be a part of the fantasy suite. She kept getting emotional and saying that it was kind of because she'd been cheated on, and not, she knows that, you know, he's not cheating on her, but it's still kind of that scenario and blah, blah, blah. But I was sitting there thinking, you know, it really does have to be hard, I think, for a lead to, I don't even know if let me finish one thought before we start another. I think that I would second guess ever being a lead, because it feels like by this point in the show, and even leading up to this, it would be so hard to sit there with someone who's getting emotional, who's telling you their like worst insecurities, who you can tell just by looking at them and seeing their face that they're going to be so disappointed when you don't pick them, but you know you're not picking them, because you know he knows he's not picking her already now. I mean, I'm sure he knows that, and how like emotionally sort of traumatizing that is to be having to hurt people, know you're going to hurt them, but still have to lead them on, you know?
Yeah.
That would suck.
And nobody has their phones during this.
Right.
And think of just how crazy people must be feeling. And like, I mean, when's the last time you went 3-4 days without even looking at your phone? Like, none of us could say that.
Right.
And these people are going literally insane because they don't know. They, like, especially with the women, I feel, they're stunning. And if a guy is not giving them enough attention or whatever, they can post a selfie. And their friends, their family, you know, random people, strangers are telling them that, you know, you're getting validation. They're right. Not getting either. Like that's
true.
So isolating.
Totally. Because you know that they each have their like producer who's like they're supposed to be their friend, but you know that they're not to be completely trusted either, because they're also there to make a TV show. So even if they're sort of there as your shoulder to cry on in the moment, it feels like it wouldn't, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it feels to them, but I think in my head, you would be like, but can I really tell you what I'm feeling? Because are you going to use that against me in the next scene? You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You watch back and you're like fully betrayed. Because
yes.
You're like, oh, I thought I could tell you anything. And, you know, I didn't think I had to worry.
Yeah.
And it's all just getting put out.
And I think maybe when there's a bunch of girls still there, it's maybe not so bad too, because you all have each other back at the house. And even though it's the whole weird thing, because you're all dating the same guy, at least you have people to like do stuff with and goof off with, and it takes your mind off of it. But by this time in the show, I'm assuming they're all isolated from each other and don't see each other at all. So that is even more, it just would obsess your mind.
Yeah.
So it would suck like, being the contestant, and it would suck being Joey having to, I just, cause I know how hard, like how your mind can just mess with you so much. Mm-hmm. And like, it feels like sometimes it's harder for you to go through something mentally than it is physically, you know?
Yeah.
And so that feels like what this would be like, and I don't know. I'm not sure that I would even ever. I always joke that I want, like, Allie's going to be the next, you know, she's going to be a bachelorette someday. I don't even know if I'd want her to be, because I feel like it's too mentally traumatizing.
I mean, you're watching, we are all watching grown men cry and break.
Yeah.
For our entertainment, because they mentally are like done. They've never felt like...
totally.
It's like awful.
When the first scene of this show, this particular show, when he was like about to cry, it was like before any of the dates started, and he was just talking about how, I don't know, I guess just how that was his worst fear, is that he, you know, fall in love and someone doesn't fall in love with it. But like, his lip was quivering, and you could tell that he was trying really hard not to cry, but like, his lip was quivering and his eyes were filling up with tears, and I was just like, oh, it's okay, Joey. I felt so bad for him.
Oh my gosh. I was in the kitchen when it first started and he's crying already.
Yeah, but he was like, it did not at all feel like a fake cry. Like I always joked how on Zach's season, Zach was like the worst fake crier ever. And it would be like, he would always do this with his eyes and like cover his eyes. Like he was crying and he's totally wasn't crying. Joey can cry. I think he's like legit crying. Like I love him. I just love him.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we haven't really talked about that on here. Your thoughts on Joey in general as a bachelor compared to the past few?
Favorite so far.
Yeah.
Me and too. Like I adored Gary.
Yeah. He's great. So but that's a different class. That's separate. That's
a whole new era. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was your favorite, like Joey aside, who was your favorite bachelor so far that you've ever watched?
I don't even know. Oh my gosh. I'd have to see the entire lineup because there's so many that I've seen that go way back.
I really liked Sean Lowe. And I liked Ben Higgins. I did. I know that everyone kind of says that, but
that was, yeah.
And to be honest, I know he's gay now, but I kind of liked Colton. I know he got a lot of hell when he was the bachelor, but I didn't mind him. I kind of enjoyed that season. And maybe it's because he had so many good like girls on that season that they helped make that show. But I really enjoyed that season. It's just all the last three or four that like, and I know pilot Pete's season was cringy. Like I thought he would had a good season, but he was just a bit cringe for me. Then we had Matt James. Then we had.
I didn't mind Matt.
No, I didn't either. But he wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah. I think it was like funny to see all the makeup on his face.
Oh, I don't even know that I noticed that.
Like that. Yeah. It was just like dumb videos. Those were like funny. But yeah, I don't know. There just haven't been any that have stood out really. Like, I guess that's how I feel about Joey. Like, yeah, nobody's found any dirt yet, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Not canceled.
I
guess
who knows what will come out. But okay, next question. So let's say Kelsey wins. Then do you hope Daisy's the bachelorette or do you have someone else you hope is bachelorette?
I mean, I would hope Maria.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest hope. Otherwise, Daisy, I could see, yeah.
And I think I wish they would have Maria too, because I think it would be super entertaining. I'm just worried that it's not like your, and it's why they should have her, but she's not your like stereotypical classic bachelorette look and or personality. But I think she would make an amazing bachelor. Although she worried me a little bit at the end with her wishy-washiness.
Yeah.
But she's 29. Cause I was going to say maybe she, you know, is just not ready to get married yet, but she's 29. I mean, she was one of the older ones on the show. So really, technically speaking, she would be a good age to be it too.
Oh my gosh. That's a joke too with that whole, when that drama happened.
The what drama?
With her and what's her face with her age.
Yeah, that was silly.
It's something like that made her the bachelorette.
Did you hear? Well, I don't know if you listened to my podcast last week, but I podcasted with my friend from Missouri, Steph, who does not watch The Bachelor, but she came over with me and we watched it, and she still recapped, and she had the best idea. And I know that, so if we're saying Kelsey wins, this would not work. This would be, have to be assuming Daisy would win and they'd make Kelsey the bachelorette. But her dad was like the sweetest man ever. So wouldn't it be cool to do a dual bachelorette and golden bachelor and her dad be the golden bachelor? I know. Isn't that a great idea?
That would be so cute.
I thought that we got to talking about like, how could you do that? Exactly. And I was like, well, when the Golden Bachelor was on, they easily accomplished that in an hour, not two, like all the other ones are. So what they could do is they could do an hour of Bachelorette followed immediately by an hour of Golden Bachelor. And like, as maybe like either the beginning, the very, very beginning or the very, very end of each show, they could have Kelsey and her dad like talking about like how the last week has went and all that. Wouldn't that be cute?
Love that.
I know.
That would be so cute.
If Kelsey wins, then that isn't going to happen.
That'll ruin it.
Okay. So I also was thinking about tonight, and I hate to always like come from a critical standpoint of the show, but sometimes it's fun to look at the negative of the show. But what I don't like, and I think it's so much more apparent to me since I started watching Love is Blind, is that what I don't understand, and maybe it's just what they show us, and maybe they do have more deep conversations. But on each of these dates, I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're together with Joey the whole day. In essence, you really still don't know him that well yet. How come when you were on how come you could only talk about anything at all serious in the evening portion? Why can't during the day you talk about real life stuff that we get to see that makes you know each other better? Because they do that on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And I was like, especially, I forget whose date it was. It might have been he and Daisy, but all we got to see them talking about was how much they missed each other and how, you know, they really enjoyed hometowns and how I think I'm falling in love with you and how like, it's just all so superficial, surface level conversation. And I don't understand how come they don't promote talking more about like, okay, so like he and Lexi did, talked about the time frame of when they have children. Like, that's the stuff. Do you think they think that we don't want to hear those conversations? Or I just think it's more realistic in Love is Blind that we hear those.
I think Love is Blind is way more realistic. I don't know if they're doing it to make like when they say one, I don't know if they are having those conversations and they're just only showing like one deep conversation, because it seems like everybody has their one traumatic short story that they share and that's it.
Yeah.
And you get to pick or choose if that was like traumatic enough. Like, I don't, right. I've never understood that. Like, they right. talk about superficial nothing and then it pops off with something just out of this world. And then they act so shocked. That's what makes it feel scripted.
Totally.
But I think it's how they're editing it. I don't think they're either listening to the feedback of people or, I mean, because there's so much more interaction with Love is Blind.
So much more. They talk about all those important topics.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, it's obviously a whole different setup with them getting to like live together for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is, you know, so they're actually living in the real world and all of that. I mean, I get it. It's just a different setup, but I still don't think that should inhibit the people on The Bachelor from having real conversations.
Exactly.
I don't know. I thought maybe after, cause what, this is the sixth season of Love is Blind. And I know that they can't, you know, like just copy them, but I don't know. I did love the season way better than I have in a really, really long time. I just think that they need to start evolving more with certain things.
Well, because people have evolved so much more. People, you know, have conversations on finances, mental health, like uncomfortable stuff. That is reality TV now.
Right.
You know, not acting, you know, fake and, oh, let's pretend. And that's not it at all. I don't think they've like realized that yet.
I agree. And like the other thing I noticed, I think I made a note on it. It was Kelsey's date. Yeah. I love Kelsey, but they kissed so much. Like, stop kissing and have a conversation. Just talk to each other. Like, they were constantly kissing, and then they were swimming with dolphins or whatever, sea turtles, and then they're swimming with stingrays, and then they're, I don't know. Sometimes the fantasy suite week, like this show, ends up being a bit boring to me because it just seems like every date is just a bit repetitive. Like, it's just a little bit different version of the exact same date, you know?
Well, the one thing I hate watching, like, I do not like watching people make out.
Ugh.
I don't want to see it.
I don't either.
Every time. Yeah.
I was actually sitting, especially it seemed like they were doing more close-ups of Daisy and he kissing. And I was like, you know, the TV's right in front of me here. And I was just looking away. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. He slipped her tongue. You could see that. I don't need to see that. But sometimes I almost feel like they kiss. They're constantly kissing because they're not, like, they're avoiding talking. But that doesn't make sense to me either, because this is when you should be talking. I don't know.
Honestly, how are they making out all the time, though? Like, are you not nervous? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just a shy person, but like when I was dating my husband, my first inkling was like, I am so terrified and nervous, not I should make out with this person immediately.
I agree.
Other things, I'm too concerned with being like self-conscious, and my first thought is not just to try to make out with them. I don't know, the bravery.
I agree. And again, even on Love is Blind, I feel like they're not like constantly making out, you know?
No, they're hanging out. They're talking.
So speaking of Love is Blind. Okay. You know who gets married and who doesn't, right? You've watched. So tell me I got to hear mostly your thoughts on Jimmy and Chelsea. I know that they didn't end up even going to the altar, but like, to me, they were the most polarizing couple of all the seasons. What was your, like, were you team Chelsea? Were you team Jimmy? Tell me what you think.
Okay. Love Chelsea. Girlfriend likes her wine. I too have fallen victim a time or two to the angry wine feels. It's not a proud moment.
I understand.
Unfortunately, we saw her in some dark light, but I, like, she shouldn't have said she was cool with a friend. First of all, you should have known your boundary and just said it from the start. I think that was huge. I don't know many people that would have been okay with that. So for him to be shocked also, not cool. So I don't know. After they talked about that, I was team Chelsea for sure. Just because, I don't know, I don't like his attitude. I just don't like him.
So I'm going to be the devil's advocate. And I at first was team Chelsea, but I couldn't hear her whine at him.
Oh,
like that, another second, like he could do nothing right. Like, I felt like everything he said, everything he did, she found fault in. And like, what I didn't like is that I felt the poor girl has major insecurities,
because
she, well, first of all, when they were just in Punta Cana, she kept like, do you love me? Do you love me? You haven't said you love me. Am I pretty? What's the first thing you notice about me? What, I mean, granted, when he said her teeth, that was bad. That was really bad. But I like, she kept asking for validation over and over and over, and he kept giving it to her. And I just wanted to, say, like, you know, just because he says, I love you 52 times a day, doesn't make it any more true than if he says it only one time a day.
Yeah. You know?
And it felt like she just had to be validated over. And I'm not, and I get that that comes from insecurity, and I don't want to fault her for having that. But on TV, to me, it came across as, and I know the word clingy was very triggering for her, but it seemed clingy. I mean, that was like, ugh. It was a bit cringy for me. And then when they had their two big fights, like they had just, I didn't really get where she was coming from, because the same day that he met her friends, it seemed to go very, very well. Like he was very complimentary of her to the friends. Like it seemed to go perfectly. As soon as the friends leave, she's like, is something wrong? And he's like, no, why? And she's like, well, because you didn't tell me you love me today. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I honestly did. And anyway, and then they progressed. Yeah. I feel like if they would have gotten married, he would have not been able to do anything to ever validate her enough. I think she needs to do work on herself before she can be in a relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I didn't like her. I just felt, I'm glad. Honestly, I was glad he said no, because they would have never made it in a million years.
And I think he needs to, do some work too. So that way, because they both, I mean, they seemed like when there weren't other issues, they got along fantastic.
Right.
I mean, they seemed to really hit it off. So it sucked that, you know, the different boundaries and stuff that they couldn't get across and respect, that sucks.
And to be fair, like, I think, what?
Did you feel like she looks like Megan Fox?
No. Did you?
Oh, I thought so.
Really?
You know, she has like the eyes and like she does have like Megan Fox's teeth. Like it's
maybe funny. That's what he meant when he noticed her teeth.
I don't know. Like,
oh my. I think because she didn't have black hair.
Yeah.
Like that threw me off too. And because I don't know. I guess I can see the eyes, but
yeah.
I mean, I would have never looked at her and said Megan Fox.
I grew up, you know, watching like the 2000s movies and stuff. And when Megan Fox was a kid, and a kid in like teenage Megan Fox is, if you looked at pictures of her then, you would absolutely agree.
Okay.
Not like Fox that has, you know, awesome enhanced craziness, anything going on, like she's stunning, but her pre everything, like, you know, in her teenage years, she looks a lot like her.
Okay, well, I'll have to look back at pictures. I mean, I'm thinking of Megan Fox from about Transformers era.
Yeah, so forward. A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So no, I didn't get that, but I do think that's where I heard someone else say that in a podcast, that I think that for anybody, not just the Chelsea Megan Fox thing, but for anybody in the Love is Blind, in the pods, for you to say, I hear and name a celebrity is a dangerous thing to do, because yeah. I feel like that is always in the eye of the beholder. If you see a celebrity of like just us, you see it, I did it. So when you say it, that's what you're going to start picturing, no matter, even if you're like, no, I just have to like knock it into my head. That's what that's what he was picturing. And
well, I'm going to tell a man that he's going
right.
to body, not the face. Like,
exactly.
And I am like a firm believer that she really owned herself and had confidence, I think he would have seen completely past it and would have been automatically attracted to her if she would have just had that confidence.
I think so too. I 100% think that if she wouldn't have said that, and he really had no idea, had any preconceived notion of what she looked like, and if she would have just continued that confidence she had in the pods mm-hmm. in real life, that it would have been better. But obviously those were two, well, especially the confidence thing. But do you think that she would have, that her, I know that Trevor had some kind of controversy around him with like supposedly dating someone actually during the show.
Dating somebody while he was in the pods.
Okay, let's pretend that didn't happen. Do you think she would have done better with Trevor?
Or if he wasn't like a total liar loser.
I can't wait to see if they address that at the reunion.
I'm like dying because of course I'm following everybody on TikTok and like he's posting, you like, imagine if I was the villain. I don't know. I just can't handle half of the stuff that I see.
Wait, Trevor's posting that?
Well, have you seen Trevor's TikTok?
No.
You'll have to look at it. I'll have to send some of them.
Like what? Like what's he saying?
Well, he had talked about, did you see the video where he talked about like the coincidence that like the day Chelsea broke up with him, his dog died?
No.
Like it was like this whole sad story. And it was just, I don't know. It was very weird that he had posted that anyways, but it just seemed like he was like really, I don't know, in his feels with everything. And like, I don't know, just presenting himself to be totally heartbroken over it. So to like hear that he had a relationship the whole time, I don't know.
Does he address that in his TikTok, the relationship?
Not the ones that I've seen so far.
Oh.
Posts a lot of like general stuff with the show like everybody else does. Like Brittany posted a TikTok today. I don't know if you saw that one.
No, I'm never on TikTok.
She's like, oh, don't worry, I won't tell anybody. And she like zips her mouth and she tosses behind her and Kenneth comes out of the closet and grabs the key and walks up behind her, and that's the end of the TikTok. The tea. What?
No.
Yeah.
So implying they're back together?
No idea. And they're not saying anything, of course, because why would they? Their TikToks are wild. I am like eating them up every time I see them. It is so fast.
So crazy. That was just today that was posted?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to go and I'm going to get into rabbit hole. I just know it. Okay. So what about, were you surprised that Clay said no to AD?
I was so disappointed in him and everything his mother said. Chef's kiss.
I love his mom.
She was so well-spoken and very no BS. You go fix it with your son. Yes. That is a good mom right there.
Oh man. She was. She was so well-spoken. I'd like to see her as the Golden Bachelorette.
I loved how she stayed very tasteful and respectful of AD during that, but also at the end of the day, that's her son and she has to support her son. And she was there without making him feel super just crappy about it.
Did you see the interaction between her and her ex? That was also, I really liked that interaction too.
Yeah.
I really liked it because she handled herself so classy, even with him. And I just love her. I loved her. Disappointed in Clay too, but yet in my like rational thinking mind, I got what he was saying. Like, again, when you're talking about in real life, meeting someone and whatever it is, 3 or 4 weeks later, actually marrying them and mm-hmm. not being 100% sure. Like part of me has to respect him for saying no. If there was any doubt in his mind that like it wasn't 100% that he didn't marry her only to divorce in 6 months. you know, like I had to respect that part of it. Because also, and I know she said, like I'm done, and made it seem like she didn't want to have anything to do with him anymore. But I thought he was very clear to her that he was not saying, I want to break up. I still want to like be engaged and like develop this. I just don't want to actually get married because it means so much to me, which I also respected because his parents were married for so long and, but then divorced, it could have been very easy for him to just say, oh yeah, sure. We'll get married. And if we get divorced, oh well, cause he seemed very scared about that whole process. So I don't know. I was really split on that. I really wanted them to get married, but yet I respected where he was coming from. Yeah. Have you heard any spoilers about them? Or
I feel like because he kept repeating it, and I think he got really scared. I said it with like The Bachelor. You take these people's phones away, you get them back in touch with actually feeling emotions instead of scrolling and forgetting about it and constantly getting like dopamine. You're feeling everything. And I think it really got to him and made him realize, I should have done therapy before I did this.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to get that across, but wasn't able to figure out how to fully communicate that I need to actually go get help before I commit. I just don't think it well. I think his anxiety got the best of him, and it didn't paint him in a good light because he didn't know how.
Right. And I agree 100%. And I get her too. I mean, like I can see where in the moment, because it had just happened. So obviously it was extremely raw for her, mm-hmm. how she felt totally rejected. Cause of course she says yes first and then he says no, but she said yes. So she's going to feel completely rejected and shunned and feel stupid and, you know, all of those things. So that also has to be gut-wrenching as well.
Did you see the talk of somebody had posted a playback of him and he had said no before she was about to do her vows?
No.
Do that video too. He tells her no.
Like mouths it to her or actually...
And he goes, no. I'll have to send that one to you too. I have it's crazy.
So basically it was like an unedited clip that we didn't see.
I think it was in the show.
Oh. Yeah. Gosh, I'll have to go back and look at it now.
Close attention to these shows. That's why I love TikTok, because people are like, hey, did you see so-and-so do this facial expression? Like on The Bachelor, Joey was looking at Daisy's dress. And he like was hardcore like staring down at it because it looked like Big Bird feathers at the bottom. And like just his facial expressions with everything. Like he cannot hold in what he's thinking. It just comes out on his face.
Uh-huh. And that's true.
Yeah. And so people just like really pay attention to that. And same thing with like Love is Blind. People are so quick on that to see it. And it's crazy.
I see that, and that's the kind of stuff I'm a sucker for. I mean, I will catch little things sometimes, but I don't catch nearly anything that it feels like the rest of the hardcore reality world catches, but I'm a sucker for watching it. Like I totally could get in a rabbit hole and watch that all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me some of those because I've got to see that.
Yeah. They're really good.
I'm curious who they're all going to have on the reunion. Like if they'll go as far as to have Kenneth and Brittany and
Matthew. Where's he at?
Good question. Didn't he leave with a girl?
No, that the weird one, the one that was supposed to be with AD.
I know, but didn't he, when he was telling both AD and that other girl the exact same thing, didn't he?
Together.
I thought he left. I thought he was, because you know how he said to AD, I could leave here right now with you.
Yeah, I'd meet you wherever, yeah. And the other girl was supposed to leave with him. I don't think they're together, though.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, again, I would have no idea, but I hope they cover all that. I want to see all that stuff.
Yeah.
They could actually have
with Anne.
Who?
Sarah Ann and Jeremy.
Oh.
Sarah
Are they
Ann
together?
She is getting dragged right now on socials. Everybody hates her. She's the worst. Like, hardcore. People are just ripping her apart.
Oh, no. For,
like, Laura. Wasn't that Laura, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because that's just so crappy to do that.
So is Jeremy and Sarah Ann together?
Yeah.
They are still?
I think they still are, to my knowledge.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait for the reunion. I have just been dying for it.
I could watch a 3-hour reunion for that if they go through everything. Like, yeah. That's fascinating to me. Do you have any idea? Because I know with the previous two Love is Blinds, so season 4 and 5, they filmed them like back to back, but aired them quite a bit apart. So basically the people in season 5 had to almost wait 2 years for their like reunion. Do you have any idea when this one filmed, season 6? Have you heard?
I guess I don't know.
I hope they, I mean, I would assume again that it's probably been like a year ish, but I hope they talk about that too, because that gives it more like credibility as far as the people that are, well, I guess there's only one that's married, like how long they've stayed married. Or
yeah.
I did see a TikTok where a girl saw Chelsea and Jimmy having like lunch together. Did you see that one?
No.
It was just the other day, and it apparently just happened the other day, where they were seen just out and about in public having lunch, and someone was like videoing from another booth somewhere.
Interesting. So,
I don't know. I mean, who knows? It could be nothing, but and I also wonder, I'm sure you can find that somewhere, when they filmed the reunion. Or is it, it's not live again, is it?
No.
But
I
did
don't
they
think
film it just very recently? I hope.
I think it's more recent, yeah, because I follow Jess.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why I blanked on that. I follow Jess on TikTok and stuff, and she posts pretty accurately, I think. And she was talking about union dress and how it wasn't like her best moment, which she looked amazing. I love following her and her daughter on TikTok. They are just like hilarious.
I follow her Instagram only. Again, I'm just not on TikTok enough, but I loved her too. And I loved her, the way she handled the Jimmy situation, like when they first saw each other at that beach party. And I think she's a class act, personally.
She watched so many podcasts that she was on, and she continuously, I mean, they're trying to bait her into saying something nasty about Chelsea or Jimmy. And she has time and time again said nothing but like kind, uplifting things. She's so well spoken. I am a huge fan. Yeah.
Yeah, she is very well spoken. And I think it's funny. I mean, I think, you know, she forever now will have like the classic Love is Blind with the EpiPen comment, you know, that she made. Yeah. And I know that I think everyone loved it, but, you know, it came across as a little bit like arrogant, because it made it seem like she was talking about like how she looked, like, wait till you see what you miss. And I think she's made it clear to, in all the podcasts she's been on and everything, that she wasn't just meaning her looks, you know. And I believe her, because she doesn't seem like an arrogant like person, you know. She seems very self-aware. I think she knows that she's a very attractive person, but she doesn't all come across as arrogant or at all.
I kind of felt like it was, wait till you see what you missed out on because of what I bring to the table.
Right.
Which is the whole package. It's a kind heart, somebody who stands up for themselves and their partner, somebody who's attractive. I mean, it's all of those things. And I think, yeah, because he's going to obviously watch the show.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of these people are kicking themselves and just like, what the heck?
I'm sure. I am always curious if there are any couples that come out of this, out of the pods that we just never see.
Okay. They need to make a show of that. And then they need to make a show of the reactions to the contestants watching themselves on TV.
Totally.
Like, that can be a double show right there.
That's a really good idea.
Funny, because they're watching it in real time going like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that person said that. Or, I mean, like, because some of these people just flat out lie.
Right.
And to, yeah, watch it, it's, that would be just insane, because their reactions have got to be just like,
Plus, I think it would be, and on another hand, I would think it would be really hard to be a couple, but to see like what the interviews, like the, mm-hmm. like the camera to face interviews, sometimes things that are said, and I don't know that that happens as much on Love is Blind as it does like with The Bachelor, just with like the women, but you know, mm-hmm. like sometimes they say stuff off camera to the camera. And when they watch it back and see that they said that, it, I don't know. I feel like it would be hard to watch that back as a couple, a successful couple. That would really strain relationship.
Yeah.
That especially would be the case, I think, with The Bachelor. For like, mm-hmm. say Joey and Kelsey are together now. For them to be watching this whole season together, and for her to see he and Daisy's connection and all that.
Uh-uh. And yeah, backing on. I don't want to
do
see
it.
No.
Couldn't do it. Especially that's because, you know, you've really not built that big of a foundation yet anyway. So it's crazy.
I just must be like too, I don't know, shy or something. I would never be like, yep, I'm going to tell you a fact about me and come on over.
Right. Totally.
Funny.
Do you watch, I forgot, I can't remember if I asked you this when I was at your shop. Did you watch Traitors?
Mm-mm.
You should go watch that. Do you know what I'm even talking about?
No.
Do you get Peacock?
No.
Oh. Well, it's on Peacock, and it is a, it's a competition reality show. But it's all like past reality stars from different reality shows. So season two just ended, and it had like Peter Weber was on it.
Okay.
There were four Real Housewives. Like there was, you don't want, do you watch, which ones do you watch? I always forget. Do you watch Real Housewives or no?
I used to watch Beverly Hills, New Jersey, and I think that was it.
Well, there was like four of them from, like there, one was from Potomac, one was from Atlanta, one was from Orange County. Anyway, so there's four of them. There's two people from Survivor. There was two people from Love is Blind, not Love is Blind, Love Island. Like, so they just take people from all different reality shows and they put them in this castle in Scotland. And you have three people are designated traitors and everyone else is a faithful. And so everyone, and no one knows that's there, but we watching know who the traitors are. And so the whole show is that the faithfuls trying to figure out who the traitors are. And every week, the whole group eliminates one person and they're trying to eliminate a traitor, but they just are trying to figure out who the traitor is. And then also every week, excuse me, the three traitors murder one of the people, meaning they have to go home. But it's a whole just kind of game of like who done it. And then they have challenges every week that they build their bank of. They win money at the end. And the challenges just basically build their bank up, but they also can win like a shield, and that shield protects them from being eliminated. And it's just kind of like it really kind of reminds me of Survivor a little bit. Like it's challenge and you have to have strategy, and it's like a combination of Big Brother and there's also Big Brother people on it. Big Brother and Survivor is really good. It's really, really good.
I'll have to look into.
Yeah. I don't know if you can watch it anywhere else besides Peacock, but that's where it aired. But I'm really, really like that one's forefront in my head now, because it just ended this past week. And actually Tim watches that one with me. That's the only reality show that he'll watch. So me and Tim and Tyler watched it together, but yeah.
Do you see the commercial for the new Vanderpump?
The Valley?
Yeah.
Totally going to watch it.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, see, I don't know Jax and like Brittany, because I didn't. Brittany, is that her name?
That was about when I stopped watching Vanderpump, but my mom watched it the whole entire time. So she always kept me up to date on every episode and everything. So I'll definitely.
So were all of these people originally on Vanderpump, or just some of them?
Just some of them, I think.
Okay.
I didn't see the whole thing. I just was seeing the glimpses of it and.
No, totally going to watch it. I even have it on my calendar on my phone to not forget to record it, just so that, I mean, it looks like I will get pulled right into that one too.
Yeah.
Are you watching Vanderpump this season?
No, but I will get caught up on that probably next time I talk to you.
Okay. Because it definitely doesn't live up to last season, but I don't think anything can. You did hear Lala's pregnant, didn't you?
No. Again?
Yeah. Oh. She just announced like not even a week ago that she's pregnant. She got artificially inseminated, has a donor. And so she's like, I don't know how far along, if she said how far along she is, but she's showing. She's just has a bump, but she just announced it. So that was big news. They haven't addressed it obviously on the show. Obviously she's probably not pregnant yet on what we're watching, but it's a little weak. I feel like, I don't know. It's okay. But I think, again, nothing's going to live up to Scandoval season, you know?
That blew so far out of proportion. I loved it.
Right. Oh, totally. Yeah. Me too. We're just now getting into it where like Sheena and Lala are starting to talk a little bit about how Ariana is maybe getting a bit big for her britches with all of this. And so I think they're going to go down that rabbit hole a little bit, but it's good. I mean, you know me, I'm a sucker for it all. So I could just watch TV and do podcasts for a living. Just sit like this on my couch and watch TV and watch reality TV.
Yeah. Love it. I love the TikToks, like getting connected with all that and seeing the responses in real time, and people are so fast.
Is crazy what people pick up on. It's crazy what people pick up on and notice, but it also is crazy how mean people get to these people.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the internet is so concerned with everybody but themselves. That's the whole point.
So yeah, true.
If somebody was that like genuinely obsessed with me, I don't like what?
I know.
What?
But also if someone was sending me death threats because I argued with Maria too much, you know, like Sydney, I know she was whack job and she was cuckoo and whatever. She got a horrible edit and she seems like not a nice person, but for goodness sakes, you don't need to give her death threats. Like she doesn't deserve to die. You know, people are way too
Wild.
That's just taking it a bit too far.
Too much. Yeah.
Way too much.
Yeah, there's something wrong with people like that. I never understood.
Yeah. Well, any other thoughts?
I really hope Kelsey wins.
Yeah. I really am hoping so too now. I really think that after tonight's show, I want her to win too.
I was bawling like a baby when with her mom, like that.
Every time she talks about her mom, and she gets genuinely so, I bet you really are. Oh, I can't imagine, Miranda.
It was so tough. Like, ugh. I feel that's hard. Like, I love her so much more because of that, because that's such a hard struggle. So yeah, I'm like totally team Kelsey. I love Daisy, and she will have her moment as the Bachelorette. But Kelsey's gonna take this one, I think.
You know, going back to Leslie, again, when her little time with Kelsey started, and she was talking about how her mom died, you know, when she was 24, yeah. I thought, okay, like, I like how this direction is going. She can relate to her.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then she goes and tells her that she should not be confident. And I was like, what?
I was disappointed. I really thought that she could have turned that around into, you're a strong person already. You're going to be strong if this doesn't work out. Go into it all in. Don't do what I did, like, and be upset by this. This isn't a setback. Like, you could have totally rocked that in a different direction, even if you didn't truly feel that way, just for their sake, because you don't want somebody to feel as bad as you felt.
Exactly. And I think
I don't know if she intentionally, I think she genuinely was really hurt, and I think she just really thought that she was helping her, but that is just not, it did not come across that way at all, which really sucks, because I really think she meant it that way. But
I agree.
Terrible.
And I, like we said, right, like you just said, and we said earlier, I understand what she was trying to say. I think she maybe just didn't word it correctly. And I don't know what would have been a better way to word it, but she literally told her to not be too confident. And I know she didn't mean like confident in yourself. She meant confident that you're going to win, but still it just didn't land.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway. And obviously, what do you think is going to be, how this plays out? Because you know, in the previews, they always make it seem like it's going to be this big deal, and then it ends up being like really nothing. So do you think she just wants to talk to Joey to get validation?
I think so.
And that'll be that.
Say I love you. Like, I think she's probably just going to be like, I need to hear you say that because I'm feeling this way and I just need this. Like, I think she just wants to hear him say it. Yeah. And I definitely feel like he wanted to tell her. Like, I mean, he kept being like, oh, like, maybe if she, and like, he's dancing around it. Like, it's like, just say it. Like, you know, you tell these girls that they have to be vulnerable for you. You have to as well. And he just wasn't. Like, he was, and then he even was like, oh, I'm scared to say that. And I'm, well, they are too.
Right.
Like, and they're just dating one person.
The other thing I think that is weird to me though on this show is that it feels like you get, and it doesn't matter if it's a bachelor or bachelorette, to me it feels like, at least what we see, is the lead, and I know that that's what he has to do, but the lead spends more time hearing about everyone else.
Yeah.
It feels like they don't spend much time learning about the lead. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It feels like they're always talking about themselves and their traumas and their like fears and their blah, 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 all this. Tonight really was the first time that and I think he did it with both Kelsey and Daisy, but it seemed like he did it a little bit more with Daisy, where he actually was pretty verbal about his fears and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know that she really asked him. I think he kind of segued from talking about her fears into his, which was fine, I thought. But, you know, I feel like, again, that would be a natural thing too, for not only you to want to, as a lead, want to learn about them, but they have to also, like, again, what he was saying tonight made sense to me, because he's like, I'm worried that someone's going to fall in love with Joey the Bachelor, not Joey the person. And I feel like that too, like they're going to get caught up in just this process, and that he's this good looking guy that they're all fighting over. But then when it comes down to it and they actually get engaged, they're going to be like, what is your middle name? When's your birthday? You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's a valid fear. I mean, how many of these relationships, these women were just wanting to go on and be like, cause it's exciting.
Right.
Like, yeah. Some people go for people just for competition. Like, that sucks.
Right. And you could, and I know it's safe and it's fine to go on to be like, look, I'm going on for the experience. If I happen to fall in love, or if I happen to be really into them, great. If not, it's a cool thing to go through. And I think I would guess that's probably how most go into it. I think it would be maybe a little dangerous to go on assuming you're going to be the one that's picked. But I think by the time they get to this point in the show, it's like a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
You know, and I really feel like sometimes when they say they love them, I don't know that I don't know how you can fall in love with somebody in like 3 days. I mean, I guess there's love at first sight, but I don't know, but I can see where if you're in that bubble and that's all you're thinking about, you probably think you do love them.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be that difficult for me to fall in love in the islands of Tahiti.
Right.
A full day of snorkeling with stingrays. And
exactly.
You get so caught up. That's not even close to an actual date.
Totally. I mean, honestly, really, it's like, again, comparing Bachelor to Love is Blind, even though like Love is Blind, I know they go on that like honeymoon thing, whatever that is, however long that is, for a week, but actually they don't, like, they pretty much are like on that resort, just kind of hanging out in their room and hanging out by the pool. They're not like on these like helicopter dates and yacht dates and like, you know what I mean? They're not, it doesn't seem, still doesn't seem nearly as like extravagant as The Bachelor does. And I know that that's just how The Bachelor is. I should just accept it after this long and move on. But I think because there's been such a lack of successful couples come out of it, that maybe
up a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Just evolve.
Yes.
Well, now that we've solved all the Bachelor problems of the world.
Right.
Well, thank you for joining me again.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. If we find out, my guess is that we're going to find out who the Golden Bachelorette is at the finale of The Bachelor. But I wonder if we'll also find, I'm so curious to find out if we're going to have a Golden Bachelorette and a Bachelorette, and if they're going to do another Golden Bachelor, I haven't heard.
Okay.
Are they still going to do Paradise? How are they going to do it all?
Get rid of Paradise.
I agree.
Chuck it out the window. We don't want that anymore.
Totally. It sucked so bad the past two seasons. So I'm curious, because they really have only been talking about the Golden Bachelorette. So I'm wondering what will air next. I'm wondering when they'll announce both Bachelorette and Golden Bachelorette. I'm curious. So I guess we'll see.
Definitely.
But you have to join me again for those, if you will.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you goodbye now. And thanks again for recapping with me.
Of course. Till next.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, again, I thank you, Miranda, for coming on the podcast again. I always enjoy having you on, as do the listeners. So I'm ending again with a Bible verse for the day. This time it is Ephesians 2 verse 10, and it is, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." As always, I appreciate y'all listening. Please spread the word, tell all your friends. Please go give me 5-star rating. Please review, hit subscribe, follow me on Reality of the Rose Instagram, all the good things you do to support a podcast that you love. But I appreciate you always, and we will talk again next week. Bye.